AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. FDA advisors say the Johnson & Johnson single-dose coronavirus vaccine is effective against COVID-19. Dr. Paul Offit.
You want it to keep you out of the hospital, out of the intensive care unit, and to keep you from dying. And certainly all the vaccines, the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine appear to do exactly that.
An FDA panel will discuss then vote on the vaccine Friday. An emergency approval could be made in just a few days after that meeting. A real-world test of the Pfizer vaccine confirms its effectiveness at preventing serious illness or death.
The Pfizer vaccine showed benefits in smaller, limited testing. Now, results published in the New England Journal of Medicine after a mass vaccination campaign give reassurance that the benefits persist when the vaccine's used in a general population. In this case, more than 500,000 people in Israel of varying ages and health conditions. It was 62% effective at preventing severe disease after a single shot and 92% after two doses. Its estimated effectiveness for preventing death was 72% 2 to 3 weeks after the first shot. The numbers overall compare well to the effectiveness seen in limited testing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris met today with a bipartisan group of members of the House and Senate to discuss plans to better secure the nation's crucial supply chains.
The bottom line is simple. The American people should never face shortages in the goods and services they rely on, whether that's their car, or the prescription medicines, or the food at the local grocery store.
Australia's parliament passes amendments to the so-called News Media Bargaining Code, agreed to with Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg yesterday. In return, Facebook will lift a ban on Australians accessing and sharing news. Google and Facebook will have to pay for the news on their sites. This is AP News. A federal watchdog blasts the FAA over how it certified the Boeing 737 MAX jets. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The Transportation Department's Inspector General has issued a report criticizing the Federal Aviation Administration's oversight process for approving new aircraft. In a report released Wednesday, the Inspector General issued 14 recommendations to restore confidence in FAA's certification process. The report focused on the FAA's approval of the Boeing 737 MAX before crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia, in which 346 people were killed. The report highlighted the FAA's policy of relying on aircraft manufacturers to perform key safety assessments. The FAA said it agrees with the recommendation.
People 65 and older are the fastest growing segment of the population turning to online shopping during the pandemic, increasing by 60% last year over 2019 to an average of $187 per month. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.